Dalam Aleph, seven lines down. Itmanami. Amr Bacha Bar Yaakov, Amr Birchon, Amr Kaddish Al Tanayu Boal, Divrakal Enetzicha Himeno Get. So that Rabbi Yochanan is coming to say, and the more said before, we had a case of Tos Isha Achas, Kein Shtei Noshim. But Tos Isha Achas Great, so everybody holds Enetzicha Himeno Get. So he's Makadish her Al Tanayu. And then he continues, does the Bia. Stam without him making any indication of the Tanai, we assume that he's still doing it on based on the Tanai, and it turns out later on that she had not fulfilled the conditions of not having the Dorim, so the Kedushin is not going to be, even the Bia is not going to be valid to make her a Kedushin. When it's a case where it was, he had married her, divorced, and then remarried her. But a case where it's just Makadosh Al Tanai, a ball, Dibrikol and Shechemenu get. Okay. Ese Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ika Bar Ach Bar Ach say. Okay. Rav Acha Bereid Rav Ika Bar Ach say. Okay. Echalitza Mutas is Ksheira. Bryce in Yavamis, it says that if a man brings a woman to a state of a chalitza through false pretenses, okay, they does it al Tanai, and then the Tanai is not fulfilled, the Lord says no din of Tanoyim by chalitza. So even though they did al Tanai, the chalitza is still valid. Okay. Ezo hichlisa mutas. What's the case of chlisa mutas? Amrish lakish kol sha'omer lo chaloitz lo ubekach atakainsa. So the man is not, refusing to do chalitza. So we fool him into the chalitza by saying that this is. He wants to do Yibum, and we feel it's a situation where Chalitza should be done. So we'll tell him that do this act of Chalitza, and that's how you marry her. So he does a Chalitza, and then it turns out that it's Chalitza. Okay. Amar B'yechanan. I have a Mishraisa. Or I have a Masura, Bain Shiniskaban who, Loniskavnahi, Bain Shiniskavnahi, Loniskaban who, Chalitzos of Sula, Achiskavnu Shneim. So we need the person doing a tent for the purpose of Chalitza, both the man and the woman. And you're saying that this scenario where he's doing it, Amanas the Koinsa, which is not doing the same Chalitza, Chalitzos of Ksheira, that you're telling me that case is Chalitza is going to be Ksheira. Okay, Elam Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says the case of chalitza mutas has to be the following: if a person does chalitza not for the tent of chalitza, so it's not a chalitza. But what is the case of chalitza mutas? Kol shermer lo chalitza lo amanah shetitin lecha masayim zus. Give her the chalitza amanah that she's going to give you masayim with a tanai, and the halacha is that the tanai is not valid. The chalitza is valid, but he has kavana for ma'isa chalitza. So Alma, what do we see? Kim and the Ovid ma'isa. Achuli achle litzinoye. So Achanami, Kim and the ball. Achuli achle litzinoye. So the Mora right now is assuming in the one who's asking the question, Rav Acha Bar Davika. So Rav Acha Bar Yaakov's sister's son asked Rav Acha Bar Yaakov that we see once he has the goes ahead with the mice, so we assume that he's Mechala tonight. Omele Barbe Rav Shaper Kamarta. So young man, do you think you're asking a good question? No. Over here, the reason is not because of a mechila of, like you're assuming, and therefore you can then say that over here as well, when the person does the bia, he's being mechila tanai. That's not the reason at all. The reason why is the halacha hechos tanoyim. There's no valid concept of tanai by chalitza. Michti kol tanai mehecha gemrinan. Mitzanai b'nei gadol bei Ruvein. Tanoyim are derived from where? They're derived from the case of b'nei gadol bei Ruvein. Okay. Mitzanai b'nei gadol bei Ruvein. So tanoy the efshel l'kiyum al yedei shliach ki hasam habi tanoy tanoy. The loy efshel l'kiyum al yedei shliach ki hasam loy habi tanoy. A tanoy which can be the maisa. Every tonight there's your neketayin a maisa. It's a maisa which is given over to the concept of shlichus. Such a maisa, it's possible to put conditions on the maisa, but a maisa which is impossible to be done through a shliach. So the maisa is if it can't be done through a shliach, so you can't put a tanai into the maisa. I think chalitza cannot be done through a shliach, and there represents chalitza cannot be done through a shliach. The parsha of tanoyim does not apply to chalitza, whereas the more saying over here, since it can be done through a shliach, so the parsha of tanoim does apply to it. So you're not being any raya that there's any mechila involved. The more says that. What are you talking about? Well, be it l'efshal l'kamayir shliach ki hasam v'kohav itanoy. Your whole argument is, but over here, that tanoi is a valid tanoi. But as a case of be it can't be done through a shliach. Person can't. Person can't be boil the kedusha through a shliach. Where it says, "Hashem mishum the iskish havayis ladodi." Kasev and shtar can be done through a shliach. So even though kedusha via can't be done through a shliach, but since it has a hekesh to the other types of havayis, other types of kedusha. And other ones, Tanai applies, so this one, Tanai applies as well. Okay.
B'nai, can you just speak a little bit the B'nai Gad and B'nai Ruvain, how it worked through Shaliach? I mean, you're just saying that the Nasi, whatever, was the Shaliach? I mean, because it's not like B'nai Gad and Ruvain hired a different shaver to.
Okay, so within the pshat is like the Moshe Rabbeinu was making up is giving a matana to the Megaron Reuven of the Sichon Roig, Eretz Sichon Roig, Eber Yarden. The whole psukim are talking about Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over to. The Moshe Rabbeinu is not going to Eretz Israel, and he's telling the Shuans Kedem, if the Negev Reuven go and fulfill their Tanai, then Unasatam, you should give them this piece of land. And if they don't, you don't give them this piece of land. They don't get a special matana of that piece of land, and it belongs over Klai Israel, and you'll divide it amongst all the Shvatim. Right. So Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Baal Hadabra over here, is arranging this whole thing, giving it over to the Shluchim being Shuans Kedem. So the key, it's not the key of the Havora, that's the Tanai. The issue over here is that the Maisa, where B'chanan's Masber, this concept, is that like we saw the Tosafot before in Nunvav, that Be'etzim, you know, the whole concept of the Tanoyim is a Kiddush, you know, because in Dinei HaTorah, the same way when I talk about a physical act, the results of physical act are reality. You can't make tanoim on them. Right? Right. So actions which the Torah recognizes as creating a chalois, creating a certain status, so that's a fact. I did the maisa, which the Torah says, a man's mekadesh a woman. So if he's mekadesh a woman with a tanai, which doesn't meet the criteria of a tanai, so even though he said a tanai kofel, and he says, if X is true, I'm mekadesh you, I'm in the menas, I don't have a chiyav oinam. I'm in mekadesh you, and if I'm not being mekadesh you. But since he's mamas ha-mashal kosel b'Torah, so the kedushin isn't valid, and the tanai is not valid. But he said very clearly, he doesn't want to marry her on that side. So it says, yeah, but he did a kedushin. The Torah said this after giving a woman kesef, saying, it's a marriage. Yeah, but he also said that, you know, that and he jumped over the moon. He didn't say he jumped over the moon. He said, I'm only doing a kedushin. But you cannot deny the act. The act was done. Our Gemara come along and saying that really every action, the concept of Tanai is a Kiddush. So the Gemara, if the Torah gave me the example, the paradigm of the concept of Tanai, and an example where the one who's doing the Maisa has the right to give it over to a Shliya to fulfill it, that tells me that the whole concept of Tanai makes sense in a type of a Maisa, where I'm biling him over the mice to the extent that I can actually appoint somebody else to do it. But action which I cannot appoint somebody else to do it, that indicates that I'm not really the biling over the mice. It's more along the lines of the Torah saying a certain mice has to take effect. So in the world of Mominus, where very much it's my transaction to the extent that I can appoint the Shliach, etc. So then I can also put Tanoim into it. But in the world of there are actions where the Torah says it, that the action creates a chalois, but I'm not the bailim over that. I'm just the one who's I'm a player in the process. So what's the difference between chalitza and kedushin? Is kedushin and chalitza both a person doesn't act and the Torah says a chalois takes effect, a very significant chalois. She's now an eshesish and she's now mutter tashuk and she's now ready of eris, etc. Right? Get it. But the fact that the Torah put the concept of parsha of shlichus by kedushin and by gittin, the chiddush of the Torah is the Torah gave the power to be the bailim over this action. Whereas by chalitza, the Torah said you are a player in a process called chalitza. So, I'm only agreeing to do it on this condition. Who are you? You're just a player. How do we know whether you're just a player or whether you're a bialim, whether you have a power to make a shliach? So by Mominus, Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who's charged with apportioning Eretz Yisrael. And he says that he's giving a matana to Bnei Gadol Reuven, a piece of land. You indicate that the Torah indicates that he's quote unquote the bialim over the process is the fact that the psukim talk about that he speaks to Yeshua in this kedim and he tells him unasatam, you should give it. It sounds like a lashon hara, but they're actually the givers. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not going to be there. I'm appointing them to be the ones to give it to you. So the Torah, the more refers to that as a point of shlichus. Let's see Rashi. Itmanami, it's about 20 lines down. A little less than halfway down the page. Kirab, Adam Batosi Sha'ach is great, so ain't Sichai Menoket. In a case where a man's a kaddish, a woman al Tanai, and then he does the Bia without any indication of removing the Tanai, that's Itosi Sha'ach is more referred to. It wasn't being Mekadosh Leah and then with a Tanai and then being Mekadosh Rachel will not mention anything about her. It's not even Mekadosh a woman twice, marrying her and then divorcing her and remarrying her. It's marriage and then the Bia. So over there, we assume that the Bia is done al Tanai of the original Maisa Kedushin.
Isha had Gritzas. How should I understand that?
Betos Isha Achas, Gritza, simple. As opposed to, like the Mor said before, where the man marries a woman twice, the same woman twice.
Right, the simplest case.
Right.
Thank you.
So in that situation, we assume the Bia is being done al das, the original Maisa Kedushin, and therefore Ein Tzichai Menuget. So Reish Lakish said that he tells her, do this act, which is Chalitza, and then you're married. So he says, you need the kabbana for the act of chalitza. It's kabbana l'chalitza. So what's the case? I'm an ashatite. But even though they ended up not giving, she did not give him the money. So ksheira, the chalitza is still kosher. So Rabacha braid of Ika understood that the logic is because we assume that there's a mechilas tonight. He says, no, Shapra Kamarta, are you saying correctly? But to me, it's a question. It's not because of mechilas tonight. Oh, Likor, lab tonight. It's because this is not a valid tonight. So that's what the Torah writes. If they fulfill the Tanai, you'll give them this matana. And if not, they'll get a portion amongst the rest of Klal Yisrael. This Tanai can be done. The Maisa shall Tanai. The Maisa of the Tanai, which you're making the Tanai in, Dahanu Unasatim, which is giving them the matana of the Ever Yarden, can be done on Yere Shliach. Ki Hosam Shrein Moshe Tzivra Li Yeshua Losses Lemes Oritz. So Moshe told Yeshua to give him this piece of property, this part of Eretz Yisrael. So Yeshlucha Shem Moshe. So Yeshua is acting as the Shliach of Moshe. Benosu Lehem, and he gave it to them. Abachalitza Yefshe Lekaima Yere Shliach. Bechalitza, where you cannot do chalitza through a shliach. And Yachal Loimer l'shluchai, for example, in Titan l'cha plonis Masayim Zuz chaloitzlo, he'olab tenoahu levata l'chalitza. I'm not sure why Rashi gives the example of not ayin shliach, that you can't do ayin shliach. Okay. Vabia abayal the same kedushin that you can't do ayre shliach because habi tenoi tenoa communally el harini barlech amanas. If said if you do be al manas, it's not it's, so. There's a tenai taking effect in the ma'aser kedushin mia. So the answer is these kishavayas, all of the different ways of marriage are equated. Vayisali shachar kolavayish kedushin b'mashma. That he married this, the woman was divorced and married a second man. The Torah used language of Vahoyisalishachar. She became married to this second man through any of the possible ways, called Kalais Kedushim Masha, which is Kasav Shtar Ubiya. So there can, in the same word, all three ways are mentioned, that would be a Hekesh. And therefore, Kehechad Mahani Tanai Bekedushe Kasav. Bishtar, just like Ksenai worked by Kedusha Kesav and Shtar, the Efshel Lekrim Ayin Eshtiach, where their Shliach is possible. Mahanina Mibibiyah. I just noticed twice over here tonight, the Efshel Lekrim Ayin Eshtiach, that's where I was telling you, where Rebbe Chanan explains it, the Kalois HaTorah and Kalois HaOdom, that piece of Rebbe Chanan. So twice really says the basic concept. Twice says, what's the connection? I mean, if you're being so specific, maybe tonight only work when you're giving karka. So Tara said, that's not true, because why should it's not logical, she only applied this in Sina's karka. So why should it be dependent on being a shliach or not? It's something which is so within the person's purview that he can appoint a shliach on it. So that's something which is logical. He has the power to put the conditions on it. The person is not the bialim over it, that he's the right to appoint a shliach. He has no authority to apply a tanai into it. And therefore, Philo Yitz Kaima Tanai, Yia Maisa Kaim. Therefore, even if the Tanai was not fulfilled, the Maisa of Chalitza will still be valid. And Tosis says that even though we have a machlokes tanoim regards to whether you need to have a tanai kofel, etc., but this nobody argues on this count of Lion Ishliya. Okay. So then the Svar of Yitzchak Shabbos Ladodi means even though this specific type of Maaseh Kedushin, Ayirei Biya, it's not logical that you can do it Ayirei Shliach, but the concept of the Kedushin is very much within the Torah wrote the Parsha of Shlichus in regards to Kedushin and Gerushin. But that being said, it's not logical that we can have being Mekadosh a woman with a Maisa, which would be Osir. Reuven's going to make Shimon a Shliach to Mekadosh it for Reuven, so she's Eishes Ish. She did a Maisa be of an Eishes Ish. So that would be a steer.
Well,
okay. Something more. Omer of Ula bar Abba Omer Ula. So Rabbi Ula bar Abba said the name of Ula, Amr Rabbi Elazar, the name of Rabbi Elazar. Mekadosh b'milva uboal. So a person mekadosh a woman b'milva, which is not a valid kedushin, because we hold that mekadosh b'milva, he has to actually give her kesef. It's not a good. He can't say that she owes him money, and he's now being meichel. He's saying that money that I gave you originally for the purpose of a loan, I want to now, and you owe it to me, I'm now giving it to you for the Kedushin purposes. Doesn't work. And then he did Bia. So do we say that the Bia will compensate for the lack of Maisa Kedushin, and the Bia will be the Maisa Kedushin? Or Al Tanai Uboal, or he was a Kaddish Al Tanai, and then he did Bia. Or Bepochas Meshama Pruta Uboal. He married her with less than a pruta, and then he did bia. So in all three scenarios, the loch is divrei kol tzricha menu get, that there is a requirement of a get, because person that is not a sabila sabilas nus, and therefore he wants to in mind for the Maisa Biyah, that in case there's any problem with the Maisa Kedushin, he wants the Maisa Biyah to be a Kedushin. Okay. Omer of Yosef Bar Abba, Omer of Menachem, Omer of Be'ami, Mekadosh Pochem Shabbatuto, Boal, Tzichem Enoget. No, so I agree with you in the case of Mekadosh Pochem Shabbatuto, people know that that's not valid. And therefore, he has in mind, Bishas Bia, to compensate for the lack of the Maisa Kedushin, and he does the Bia L'Shem Kedushin. Because he knows that. But the other case is not. Behohu, that case, that's true. Because the Loitoy, he doesn't make a mistake. He knows, he's not under the mistaken belief that it's a valid Kedushin. He realizes that Kasef means a Pruta. So he's not under any mistaken understanding. Avahanach Toy, but the other ones, a person can mistakenly believe that Milva is a valid Maisa Kedushin. So if he believes that Milva is a Maisa Kedushin, he has no das to be Mekadosh with the Bia, or he's Mekadosh all tonight, and they did Bia, and then he finds out that she had not fulfilled the Tanai. It was a Tanai of that she shouldn't be in a certain state. So he believed the fact that she went through to the Maisa Bia means that she believes that they're married. So if she's indicated by going through the Maisa Bia that she believes that she's fulfilled the Tanai. So he doesn't have in mind to be boiled the Shem Kedushin. Okay. Amr of Kahana Mishmei Du'ula. Hamakadosh al Tanai boiled. Tzirchai Menu get. No, the person of Kadosh al Tanai in boiled. does need a get, which means he does contemplate the possibility that the Tanai is not fulfilled, and he has Kavana in the Maisa Bia, the Shem Kedushin. Okay. Zahya Maisa, so Ula says that this actually happened. Such a story. So the Chachamim did not feel confident enough that they have the right to say, listen, tonight wasn't fulfilled. There's no Maisa Kedushin, so she doesn't need to get. The Chachamim were not willing to do that. And they felt that they had to give a get to make her mutter. Okay. So the moral of Fukim and Haitana, that which they required to get, was indicate they're not accepting the opinion of the following Tana. Then Rehudu Mishmol Mishum Rishmol. So Rehudu Mishmol quotes the name of Rishmol Tana. Pasuk says Vehilo Nispaso Asura. So the Pasuk is Medayik that in case a woman is in a state of having bia under in her marriage with another man. So if she wasn't forced, she's asur. Honey's possible. If she was grabbed, she was forced. Mutaris, she's mutter to the husband. Okay. V'yishcha acheris. Ava b'yishaloni's possible. Mutaris. There's another scenario where you have a situation where the woman would not be considered a zayna to the husband, even though she did it willingly because the kedushin wasn't valid. Vezoi, what is that? Because the marriage was not valid, and therefore the Mesa Bia, unless she has another man, is not a problem because she wasn't really married. So, but Rishmol continues and says, Shefila b'na morkev al ksefa, even if she has a child, she's carrying a child on her shoulders, which means the marriage has proceeded to having Bia, having a child, etc. If it turns out that the Tanai was not fulfilled, retroactively, the marriage was never a marriage. She can say that Tanai wasn't fulfilled and leave. So she has to be with somebody else, there's nothing wrong. So, but so you see, Rabbi Shmuel said, even though it preceded that there was a Bia, we don't say the Bia was a Shem Kedushin. And therefore she's not married. And the Chacham over here is saying that we have to assume the Bia was the same condition she needs to get. So it's not like Rishmo. Zak Rashi B'milva. Shemocha lo milva shechayevus lo. So he said to her, you owe me money. I lent you money. You owe me money. I'm now giving you that money to be for the purposes of Kedushin. You don't have to pay me. A Barmina of Kedushin, the enemy of Mekudeshah, it's not a valid Kedushin. The Mishum, the Mishah, Shalavsa, because from the moment she borrowed the money, Nidalitsa, she can spend it. Rishuzakhaim, it's now already totally received by her. Bahasha, Lavmida, Yoivla, so what's he giving her now? Then he does Bia. So even though the kedushin wasn't valid because it's a mekadesh b'milva, she chaymenu get. So she does need a get because we say he does the bia the same kedushin. Vafilo he tossed it b'tanai, and that's true in the case of tanai as well. Even though it turned out that she really had fooled him and not fulfilled the tanai, she needs a get. They know them. It should be lost. It should be snus. Because since a person does not want that his bia should be a bia's nus, he has in mind b'shas bia that he, just in case the tanai is not fulfilled, he wants to marry her anyway. Rabbi Paul goes to Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi disagrees and says, "Or mekadosh b'pochusim shabapruta umbal." Yes, in the case of kedusha with less than a shabapruta, he does be a who the tzricha get that needs to get because. That needs a get because he realizes that that's not a valid kedusha, and if he has in mind, but the beard for the same kedusha. A makadosh b'milva, but a person makadosh b'milva, he doesn't realize that it's not a good kedusha. Or, o al tanai, or he's makadosh al tanai uboal, et es yichai menu get, there's no need for get, my time, boho, why? Because boho deloy toy, liya severish, by the case of less than a pruta, whatever when he did that kedusha, but he realizes afterwards he's not fooled to think that that's a valid kedusha. Liyos sarish apachim shabruta iyo kedusha. He's not fooled to think that it was a valid kedusha. He realizes it wasn't a valid kedusha. He'll gomer ubar l'shem kedusha. Therefore, when he does the bia afterwards, he does the bia to compensate. In the mekadosher, el v'hanach toy, but other ones, he can mistakenly think kesaver yudas he shenal enadorm. The reason why she went ahead with the bia is because she knows she has no nador. So therefore he has no intent, b'shas bia, to mekadosh her, because he believes that there's no nador. That's why she's moving forward. So that's what he thinks. So if he thinks that, he has no reason to mekadosh her with the bia, because he believes that she went through to the nesuin, and to the bia, it must be that there's no nador. The milva lava kol b'kiyam milva's kedushin, and the same thing comes the milva. People are not necessarily familiar that you cannot be mekadosh for milva, and therefore he has no kavana l'shem kedushin. So Rashi said a lashon of he's meichel her. So Tosis says that points out the perusha. Sarach lechalik bein mekadosh b'mechilas milva lemekadosh b'hanos mechilas milva. Because that's a more condition that works. Because if he's mekadosh with mechilas milva, what he's really doing is. The hanoah of the mechilas milva is worth a shabruta. She owes him $1,000, and he says, "You know what? I'm being merchayu now for the purposes of kedusha. I'm being mekadosh you with the hanoah that you got. That is merchel the milva. So that's a valid kedusha. So we have the differentiation between a case where he says he's mekadosh b'mechilas hanoah mechilas milva, as opposed to being mekadosh with the mechilas milva." So come on, according to Rashi.
I understand. What's the chila? In other words, if he just says, "I'm mekadosh you with the mechila of the milva," so that doesn't work.
He's not giving because what he's doing is I'm giving you the mechila. So what I'm mekadosh you is not with the hanoah that you got from the mechila. You got plenty of hanoah, but I'm not being mekadosh you with that. I'm mekadosh you with the mechila. As opposed to saying be mekadosh with the hanoah of the mechila. So that's what come out according to Rashi. Tosfos doesn't like that. Tosfos says Rabbi Yitzchak ein nira Hashem ein lechalik. I'm not sure that you can do such a chiluk. Tosfos says over here mekadosh milva doesn't. He doesn't say be mekadosh with the mechila of the milva. I'm mekadosh with the money that I gave you. I gave you $1,000 last week. So I want now to mekadosh you with that $1,000 that I gave you. You owe me $1,000. I'm giving you that $1,000 now that you owe me. I'm giving it to you for the purposes of kedusha. So that's the Morris case of mekadosh milva, but that's not valid because you already gave it to her. That's hers. So what's he giving her now? As opposed, let's say a man gave a woman a pikadon, and the pikadon's sitting by her. He says, you know, the money which I physically transferred to you last week, but it's my pikadon. You're holding it for me. I'm not being mekadosh you with that that money is sitting by you. That would work, because that's his money. But once he's mekayim, it's a milva, it's her money already.
That's Rashi's svara. I mean, it's funny you say it's Tosis, but
right, so,
Rashi's svara, that's you know, it works out nicely. Right? I mean,
correct. Sorry, but Rashi himself will use the lashon of Rashi, but shemachala milva shechayevislot. So Tosis says it means he's that's actually an action which is taking place now. He's not saying I'm giving you the money I gave you last week, because that's right. That's takanothing. He's saying I'm being you that money. So he's been actually doing something now. So why Rashi and Tosis says Rashi holds the Rebbeinu doesn't like it. Rashi holds that's not valid either, because if he says there's an incidental hanoah of that, but I'm not being mekadosh with the hanoah. I'm mekadosh with I'm taking that money that you owe me and I'm being moichelah to you. So Zagrashi, what am I giving her? I'm not giving her anything. I'm just removing something. I'm not giving. I am giving. Well, there's a tremendous benefit to her which is taking place. So fine. I want to mekadosh with the benefit. Be mekadosh with the benefit. But not be mekadosh with the benefit. Be mekadosh with the fact that she owes me a chayv. And I'm removing the chayv l'shem kedusha. Okay, that's a Rashi. That's not a valid kedusha. But that's a Tosfos point on a Rashi that you know that's the connection Rashi. Okay, let's hold it here.